Update on the markets from Madison Reedy. Morena.
Look, investors are still nervous about the uncontrollable spread of COVID-19 as it reaches new countries. Wall Street is still falling after yesterday's share market shock that was the worst trading day in a couple of years. The Dow Jones average is down 2.5%, a fall of 700 points. The other indices are also down by more than 2%. Our own top 50 index did fall as much as 3% yesterday, but it clawed back much of its losses to close down 1.2% to 11,719. Now, I can't hear you, Susie. I think we're having a few communication issues between Auckland and Wellington this morning, but I'll let you know what...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. There you are.
We fixed it. There we go. No gremlins. They've gone. So what about the markets? Are we going to be expecting gremlins there? What can we have in mind?
We should expect more gremlins there. Our market is actually the first in the world to open after Wall Street closes this morning. So expect the NZX top 50 to follow in the footsteps of US indices and open lower at around 10 o'clock today. Now, looking at the dollar, that is still sliding against all of our major trading partners. It's buying at 63.3 US cents, wiping out the past 4 months' worth of gains. Also 48.6 British pence, which is its lowest price in almost 4 years. Also 0.582 euro, 69.6 yen and 4.45 yuan, although we are holding up against the Australian at 95.9 Aussie cents. Now, a lower dollar is actually positive for exporters and the tourism sector, which we know needs as much help as it can get right now, because it encourages tourists to come here for a cheap holiday because their currency is worth a bit more.
Now, if that's the situation with the dollar, what are we looking at for commodities?
Commodities have certainly taken a hit too, the big one being oil. So the price of Brent crude is down 2% this morning to $55.12 US dollars a barrel. Cheaper oil should flow through to cheaper petrol for New Zealand, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Looking at gold, that has been hitting huge highs lately, but it has fallen back a bit this morning with some profit taking underway. It's down about 17 US dollars to $1,643 US dollars an ounce.
Thank you very much, Madison Reedy there.